correct. Late November.
Late November.
Yes. Yep.
The Gala Awards. Yep. And our guest, Ali Adin from Star Aluminium, was one of the winners. I will introduce Ali now. Ali Adin is an Australian entrepreneur, manufacturing leader, and business owner with more than two decades of experience in the aluminium fabrication and height safety industry. As the managing director of Star Aluminium, he has transformed the company into one of Australia's leading manufacturers of aluminium access solutions, supplying government, defence, mining, aviation, rail, construction, transport, and industrial sectors nationwide. Beginning his career on the factory floor, Ali learned every aspect of the business, from welding and fabrication to engineering, sales, operations, and leadership. His hands-on experience has shaped his practical leadership style and deep understanding of manufacturing, and since taking ownership of Star Aluminium, he has led the company through significant growth, increasing annual revenue from approximately $1.4 million to more than $10 million while expanding operations across Australia. Away from work, Ali is a devoted husband and father of three daughters. His family remains his greatest motivation and has played a central role in his entrepreneurial journey. Outside the factory, he enjoys fitness, mentoring others, and constantly learning about business, leadership, and personal development. Thank you for being here, Ali.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, and congratulations on winning the award. How is your experience and connection with Frankston Business Chamber supported your growth and operations?
The experience was amazing. Obviously, you know, getting noticed and getting recognised for what we do, and recognising Star Aluminium for the extremely hard work of manufacturing that we're doing in the local community and across Australia.
That's okay. And the award was the 2025 Innovation and Technology Excellence Awards, because, Stuart, there are a number of categories.
There are a number of categories.
10 off the top of my head?
About 10. I'm going to go with about 10.
Yeah, about 10. Yeah. All sorts of different categories. And Star Aluminium was the Innovation and Technology Excellence Award. So tell us about Star Aluminium, Ali. What, like, you talk about access controls. Yeah. How would we see these? Where would we see these, the things that you make?
So Star Aluminium specializes in height safety access products. So you'll see our products at the airports, accessing the aeroplanes, the work platform there, construction sites, all the infrastructure projects locally, like the Metro Tunnel projects, Westgate Tunnel projects, Suburban Connect. You pretty much see a mobile yellow platform or fixed yellow platform handrails there. They're all our products. So that's what we specialize in. And obviously we do, like, you know, gangway systems, walkway systems as well. So it's all height safety.
And they're manufactured here?
All manufactured here in Carrum Downs.
All designed and manufactured in Carrum Downs?
Correct.
Wow, wow. And in terms of other things that you might do, so these access systems are also permanent and temporary?
Correct, yeah. Permanent and mobile access.
So things like you might have at the tennis or big events?
Yeah, correct. So like for the Australian Opens, we do all the disability ramps for the portaloos. All temporary accesses for all the Australian Open. We do install and dismantle, and we do all the designs and manufacturing for them as well. So.
Yeah, and then they're used for safety, warehousing, and what you call mobile platforms. What's a mobile platform?
Mobile platforms, it means it's mobile, it's on wheels, so you can push it along. So it's got brakes on it or a retractable system on it. So for the warehousing, so you've got picking ladders. So obviously when you're picking orders, so you use a mobile work platform for that.
And a lot of these are custom designed and custom built, correct?
Yeah, so we've got 80% of our manufacturing is all custom, and 20% is all our standard products, which you'll see on our website. All the standard product ranges that we do is like truck access platforms, work platforms, gangways, mezzanine ladders, order pickers. I can go forever if you really want to.
Yeah. I guess the question might be, what don't you do?
Pretty much we do everything. I just don't do structural beams, for example. It's not in our scope of works, but anything that's related with aluminium manufacturing, we do.
So if somebody wants something for a cabinet or cable management.
We've done things like that before in the past. Yeah. We've built sculptures before.
So, sculptures?
Yeah.
For artists?
Yeah. So we did for Target, for example. We did a Christmas tree. an aluminium Christmas tree that had like presents and all that type of stuff on it. So you'll see our products at Peter Stevens, all the display stands there for the motorbikes. We built things like that too. So it's not just safety access, it's metal fabrication as well.
Okay. And so people bring designs to you and then you quote them, manufacture them?
Yeah, correct. Depends how complex it is. We get a design team involved or sales engineers involved, and then we'll bring it to real life, really.
Yeah. I think the right thing to do right now is play your first song, Ali.
Okay.
Which is, we'll learn more about how you created this or who created this, but we're going to play your first song. Okay. And in that, we will learn a little bit more about what you do. This is the Business Class program. My name is Jason Tolley. I'm speaking with Ali Adin from Star Aluminium. The website is staraluminium.com.au, and Stuart Hayes, Vice Chair from Frank's Business Chamber. Thank you both for being here. Here is the first song. When you need to reach up high or keep your workplace safe, Star Aluminum's got your back no matter what it takes. From aviation, mining, transport, and construction to even for your home.
Expert, make the call. Star Aluminum, solutions for all. Australia wide, we're tried and true. Star Aluminum is here for you.
Think of all the hugs you still have to give, the memories you'll make, and the stories you still have to share. A breast screen can find cancer early when it's easiest to treat, so you can be there when it matters most. It's free, 10 minutes and always with the woman radiographer. Book your appointment today at breastscreen.org.au or call 132050, because it's time to screen.
A station sponsor.
Discover the fresh new look at Woolworths Hastings today. Head down and enjoy delicious fruit and veg, 100% Aussie grown meat, exceptional seafood, and our artisan style bread baked daily. You'll find plenty of great specials across the store, and a new direct to boot service will also be opening soon. The fresh new look Woolworths Hastings on Victoria Street. That's my type, Woolies.
a station sponsor.
RPP in the afternoon.
Good afternoon again. This is the Business Class program. My name is Jason Tolley. I'm here with Ali Adin from Star Aluminium and Stuart Hayes, Vice Chair of Frankston Business Chamber. Ali, we've never had someone with their own song before.
Yeah, well, it's a pretty catchy song, so now you know what we do. So, yeah, it's a pretty amazing song. I really like it, and the team really likes it too. My kids actually, we listen to it in the car too.
Yeah?
So, yeah.
It's absolutely brilliant, mate. I got to say, as I was listening to it, I'm thinking, I cannot believe that I don't have a song like this for an occasion like this.
100%.
Normally I ask people, you know, what's the meaning behind the song? Why did you choose it? But hey, it's pretty obvious.
It's pretty obvious.
I think it's awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right.
Absolutely.
So thank you for being here, Ali. So you mentioned, or I mentioned in your intro, that you started working for Star Aluminium as one of your first jobs on the factory floor, literally.
100%. It's about 25 years ago I started.
Yeah.
So I was 16 years old when I started there, so... As a labourer, met my wife through there. It was just a ladder shop repairer. We're just cleaning scaffolds. I remember on the weekends I was there just washing the scaffolds, the concrete's off all the scaffolding. We're just doing scaffold repairs, ladder repairs for a few years like that. So yeah, it was pretty hectic, and learned how to weld, learned how to fabricate. Learned the basics of the engineering side of things there too. And we had a foreman, one of three anyways, there was one of the foreman there. And he was showing me how to design things as well. So,
And then eventually you've experienced all various types of the business.
Yeah, for sure. So obviously, long journey. So as I matured and developed in the business and learned to trade, I took over 7 years ago, bought the business of my father-in-law. Obviously, I actually got married married into the business at that time as well. So, I've been married for a fair bit now, so 21 years. But, learnt the trade from my father-in-law and obviously from others as well. So, and then obviously I had more to do in life just in, repairing scaffolds and working on ladders and all that. So I wanted to take the business to the next level. Was constantly getting stopped. So, I wanted to develop new products and all that. And
So for you, Ali, the next level was to not do repairs, but to move to actually manufacturing.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, obviously everyone, as a young entrepreneur or a businessman, you want to do things in life. You just don't want to stay at one spot. So I wanted to evolve and grow and become something. So, as my father-in-law stepped back, I started taking the business to the next level. And then when I bought the business, I had full range of nothing could stop me. Obviously, when I had a boss, I couldn't do much what I wanted to do. So once I took over, I just unleashed safety, really. So, design work platforms, truck access platforms. Most of the products you'll see on our website's all designed by me. And as the business developed more, obviously we improved in our products and try and push the safety side of things. Obviously safety is huge, so I'm committed to that industry. Obviously you want your employees to go home safely, I want my employees to go home safely, so this is what we're good at. So
And your growth has been good over the years.
Yeah, like so
20% or something.
Yeah,
per
so the last 5 years we're increasing by about 20%. So
all locally made. Is there a lot of pressure from imports in your business?
Yeah, it's obviously manufacturing game is a lot of pressure as it is. So it's very hard, very difficult. There's not much support happening at the moment, but again, we're grinding pretty hard with the manufacturing. I've got a big team of 37 people working for me. I've got like welders, qualified welders. I'm a qualified boilermaker myself now, so. We've got design engineers, you got sales engineers, I've got managers in place, but it's very tough.
When you took over the business, how many was in the team?
It was like three or four people.
Wow. Yeah. So where did you learn your skills in terms of managing people?
To be honest, YouTube, just experiencing other people, looking, watching, just learning myself. So I didn't go to uni or nothing like that at the time. Obviously, I got married young, so... And got into the business after year 12, but just studied, I think I just had it in me, to be honest. I enjoy it, learning from others, watching people and just self-develop.
Mm. Did you come from a family that had businesses or?
No, not really. I grew up in a house, commission house. So, yeah, it was just off and on family home sort of thing. So it was quite hard. Yeah, there's five of us. I'm the middle child. Obviously, you know, I had to, you know, look after my younger brother, younger sister at the time, you know, just trying to support them as a brother, you know. I've always been looking out for other people, you know what I mean? Like, as in, so that's why I probably have that self-management skill, you know, self-control, you know, just trying to be there for others and, you know, excel in life.
Mm. Do you have long-term tenure with your staff? Are you managing to keep staff around?
I've got long-term staff already. I've got a lot of managers in place that have been there a very long time, you know, 7 years, 8 years. I've got a leading welder who's like a right-hand man. He's been there for 15 or 16 years, you know, so he's seen the whole growth as well. So back in the day, he came as a student, sponsored him as well, so I gave him an opportunity here. He's actually living a great life now. You know, he's got a few things that, you know, Australians dream about. But yeah, we've got a long-term team. Most of our employees are here to stay, you know, we look after them, so.
Mm. What do you love about the industry, about making, I know it sounds like safety is an important part of you and what your belief system is, but what do you love about making stuff?
Safety is huge, but I love, to be honest, it's not about the money, it's about developing a new product or solving someone else's problems.
Mm.
This is what we specialize in, this is why we're growing.
So people bring problems. How do we do this? This is what we need, and you and your team come up with a solution.
100%. So that's what, yeah. 9 times out of 10, the problems that our clients come to us for is like 99% of the times that no one wants to touch.
Right.
So this is what we specialize in. So we've designed some first of a kind products in Australia.
Right.
Like we do work for the desal plant, for example. A few years back, they wanted a custom scissor lift that comes out from the side. There's no such thing like that.
Okay.
I took on the job.
Yeah.
Didn't get it manufactured here. Got designed and certified here. Got it manufactured overseas in Turkey. And the scissor lift manufacturers locally said it was impossible. We made it happen.
Mm.
And that's what we're good at. We make things happen.
Mm. And that's obviously the reputation you built, Ali, is, you know, if you want an aluminium ladder, go to a hardware store. But if you want one that bends around corners and turns upside down, go to you.
100%. And that's why we back our products with a lifetime structural warranty as well.
Right. Okay. So the Made in Australia, aluminium, custom, your team to help the design, those sorts of things. In your journey, Ali, I think it's quite extraordinary that you've gone from factory floor to owning the company, 20% growth, growing from a few million dollars to tens of millions of dollars. And would you say you're basically self-taught?
I was self-taught, yes.
Yeah. So that's quite odd. It's quite unusual.
It is, but it's got to be in you too, you know, so.
Yeah. Mm. Did you have role models and mentors in your life?
To be honest, not really. I didn't have an opportunity like that. Obviously, I had to have my own back at the time when I was growing up. Yeah, a lot of people in life used to say you can't do it, or even teachers back in high school saying, hey, you're not going to become nothing. So obviously I use that to my advantage to push through in life. So
As a motivator. Yeah. So if I want you to do something, I'll tell you can't do it.
I'll definitely make it happen.
Like the scissor lift story. Yeah. Everyone said it couldn't be done.
I'll get off on that, to be honest.
Yeah.
And my team gets off on that.
Mm.
You know, my team will come up to me and goes, oh, what crazy idea you got now? You know, the amount of times we had to change our factories around to even the floor plans. One of our managers over there, he gets off on it too, but he goes, we just moved the factory.
Right.
You know, we've moved factories like 3 times in the last 4 years from the growth of the custom side of things. So,
is there a conversation in your factory or your team where you say, hey, I've got this big idea, and everyone goes, oh, here we go?
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
That's when they play the music.
Yeah, they play the music.
Play the song.
100%.
Yeah. You mentioned earlier you got some qualifications as a boilermaker.
Yes.
How does study fit in your life now?
I just finished my graduate in business.
Right.
So I just did uni online over the 14 months sort of thing. So to be honest, I had no idea how I managed it all, but I just managed it all. Obviously, you know, work life, working, you know, 50 hours a week sort of thing, and trying to study and then raise my three daughters and then be a partner to my wife.
Yep.
So...
And what attracted you to do that study?
To be honest, obviously, I wanted to, one, motivate my kids to go to uni.
Okay.
It's never too late to do nothing in life. And two, I wanted to back myself because I didn't have the opportunity to go to uni when I was younger.
Mm.
And I wanted to see what I'm doing in life is correct. And it worked out to be, like, if I didn't have this experience, I reckon I would have struggled in my studies. So it sort of made me feel more comfortable with myself now.
Mm. So for someone that starts on the factory floor and basically, you know, from 16, 17 is working, the message is you can still go and get a degree.
100%. You just got to grind in life. You know, you can't just sit there and hoping for the best for the opportunity to, you know, land on your lap.
Mm.
It doesn't exist. So you got to push hard.
Mm. And with this degree, Ali, what do you think you might use it for, if I can say it that way?
My long-term goal is, if I ever step back from STAR or even on the side, I do want to mentor young youths. Obviously, it's very hard to do business these days, so I want to be there for them. It's not for money, it's more just for guidance. I'm not saying I'm the best business owner, but I'm an average person, you know, from a house commission that knows what not to do. Don't do my mistakes. Obviously, yeah. People see, you know, they go on YouTube and all that stuff and go, I'm going to be a megastar and all that. It doesn't exist.
What do they call them? Influencers?
Influencers. So I'm not an influencer, but I'm here just trying to mentor and trying to help you the best I can.
Mm, yeah, interesting. We're going to play your second song. This one you didn't write.
No.
We're going to play Ali's second song. This is the Business Class Program. My name is Jason Tolley. I'm speaking with Ali Adin. He's the Managing Director of STAR Aluminium based in Carrum Downs. Winner of one of the awards from Frankston Business Chamber. And representing Frankston Business Chamber is Stuart Hayes, the Vice Chair. We're going to play Ali's second song and then we'll be right back.
Asking nothing, leave me be. left here. No, wait, turn right.
Recalculating.
Now where's it taking us? While you focus on directions, we'll handle your car battery. Battery World has the largest range of quality car batteries, so you can leave it to the local battery experts to keep you moving. Battery World, one less thing to worry about. Book your free car battery test. Visit Battery World Frankston today.
A station sponsor.
Wondering if now's the right time to travel and where you can go with confidence? Hi, I'm Lisa, owner of Hello World Travel Rosewood Plaza. My experienced team and I are here to take the stress out of planning your next getaway. With personalised service, expert advice and access to great deals, we'll help turn your winter escape into a reality while supporting you every step of the way. So call in for a chat. We're here for you. Hello World Travel Rosewood Plaza.
Hello World Travel, we're the travel professional.
A station sponsor.
I always wondered if I was ready to foster a child. Was it the right time? Was my home okay? Would it impact my work? But then I realised there are thousands of children who are waiting for me. So I inquired with MacKillop Family Services. They answered all my questions, provided training and support me every step of the way. You too can transform a child's life by becoming a foster carer. Don't wait any longer. Contact MacKillop Family Services at MacKillop.org.au.
A station sponsor.
RPP broadcasting 24/7.
Good afternoon again. This is the Business Class program. My name is Jason Tolley. I've got Ali Adin, Managing Director of Star Aluminium, in the studio, and Stuart Hayes, Vice Chair of Frankston Business Chamber. Ali, the second song, why did you choose that one?
It's obviously, I love Iron Man. So
the movie.
The movie Iron Man. So yeah. How Tony Stark, you know, he's quite creative and all that. So I look up to him and all that sort of thing. So, and the song goes with that. So.
I thought you'd be more interested in the Aluminium Man, not the Iron Man.
At work, they call me Aluminium Man, so everyone takes a laugh about it. So there's, even if you go on my Facebook profile, you see me as a picture of an Aluminium Man too. So
it's in your blood.
That's it, it's in the blood.
Fantastic. So Ali, I wanted to ask you. You know, you've learned a lot in your growth from a young guy on the factory floor, just out of high school, through to running this company, significant company. Tens of millions of dollars, 37 staff, projects all over the country. I think you mentioned there's an office in Queensland that you've got, some work in Western Australia as well, head offices in Carrum Downs. What lessons would you share with someone if they were starting out on that journey? Like, what do you tell your kids, for example?
Biggest one is to back yourself.
Yeah.
Obviously, you need to trust your gut. If you're 100% confident in yourself, just go for it. Even if someone tells you don't do it, just do it. I tell my kids that too. Obviously, I teach my kids a life lesson. If, you know, obviously, don't let no one shadow your dreams. If you believe it, just do it.
Because people did tell you that you weren't going to make anything out of your life.
100%.
You didn't listen to them.
No, never. You don't want to be part of that, you know, that circle. You know, you want to believe in yourself. You want to stay positive. You know, your best friend is yourself, sort of thing. You got to back yourself. And then the rest will follow after that.
And in that journey with the company, with Star Aluminium, there was this notion of you're not going to do the repairs anymore. You're going to do something different, something new, being the manufacturing, not do repairs. There's one of those moments where you had to back yourself, right?
100%. You know, I remember the first time I designed our work platforms in a flat pack version so we can save on transport and all that. My father-in-law told me, I actually dreamt it, how to design this thing.
Right.
I came to work the next day on a Saturday and he goes, what are you doing? He goes, we've got work to do. We've got, you know, to repair the scaffolds and all that stuff. I'm like, no, I've got to build this thing. Trust me. I built it, designed it, you know, modified it, got it right. It's one of our biggest sellers now. So and it's a very nice quality product.
And you're not an engineer. Like, you didn't study engineering.
No.
But you've been working in the engineering company. And you had this in your, like a dream, a vision.
Yes. I dream a lot. Most of my products now, that's all I dream about is playing platforms now. So. Can't stop thinking about it, talking about it. It's just aluminium now, so.
Wow. And then, like you could have, like at that time, your father-in-law was the boss, right?
100%.
So he could have said, no, I don't want you to do this. So then you said, well, we need to do it.
I'm going
to
do it anyway, so, because I had to do it. It was in me, I had to do it. And after a few years, he said, you know what, it's actually a nice product. It's only probably the one thing he's ever said nice.
Okay. And the complexity also in your life is that his daughter is your wife.
Yes.
Baha?
Yes, correct.
Yeah. Good afternoon, Baha, if you're listening. How has that worked in terms of, like, we often talk on the program here about the dynamics with husbands and wives and brothers and sisters. How has that worked with Baha and your dad and the company and Star Aluminium? And
so, obviously, I got married young, 19 when we got married. She's had my back the whole time. I've had her back. You know, we know that we've got each other, so we don't need anything else in life. So we pretty much, you know, I tackle the business life and she tackled the mum life, as in looking after and raising our kids, because we didn't have much support raising our kids. You know, even when my wife gave birth with our oldest daughter, I didn't get that opportunity to, you know, take time off. And, you know, that day she gave birth, I went back to work.
Mm. Were you the owner then of the company?
No, I wasn't the owner. Right. So the business depended on me at that time.
Okay.
You know, only three staff and I was running around. And to be honest, I probably could have taken time off. But again, it's business life, you know, we've got to pay bills, you know, bills don't stop. So my wife has sacrificed a lot for me to become who I am now.
Mm. So you mentioned there weren't mentors as such in your life, but your wife's been with you for a long time. Now, today, if you're going to do some new big venture, one of your new big ideas, does Baha get involved in that conversation?
Of course. I try to run everything by my wife now. So yeah. Obviously, anything dramatic, you know, something big, life-changing, obviously I have to get her involved, because obviously we've gone through so much that we're at a stage in life that we're trying to enjoy now as husband and wife. Obviously, you know, we sacrificed a lot when we were younger, so we're trying to enjoy it now. So,
and are you doing that? Are you backed off a little bit from your work hours?
Yes, I have backed off a little bit. I've got my Saturdays and Sundays back.
Hey, so, it's a start.
It's a start. And I try to spend as much time I can. You know, I train with my wife every morning. We do BFT together every morning at 6 o'clock in the mornings. It's probably the only time we get to spend with each other, like one-on-one, and then we weekend walks. And then it's, you know, mum and dad after that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we start to enjoy life together.
Hmm. And what's the plan for the business, for Star Aluminium? Like, in 10 years, where do you see yourself?
I honestly believe we're the biggest manufacturer in Australia anyways, but I want to keep that standards and I want to have multiple manufacturing locations. So we're talking about having fabrication in Queensland at the moment. So
okay.
We've got a, you know, warehouse business over there at the moment, for Star. We're looking to hire more people there and expand the operation there and have the same facilities that we have in Melbourne. So
reproduce what you've got in Carrum Downs
100%.
In Queensland.
So we want to be, you know, when you see a yellow product, you want to think of Star. That's what we're trying to aim for. So the team is great. Obviously, we want to be, you know, a 500 employee company one day.
Wow. Can you imagine moving to Queensland?
It was been on the cards. My kids stopped me. So during COVID time, we're going.
Yeah.
It's still on the cards, but obviously my kids come first. I might buy a property up there one day and just have a second home there.
Mm.
I'm there quite often anyways, but I think Melbourne's home. Regardless of what's happened in Melbourne, Melbourne's home.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Because you could base yourself there while you build this business, or you could actually have people build it for you. How do you think that's going to work?
So I've got a manager already in place. I've got a little team there. So we're slowly developing that. And then I've got my general managers and stuff like that constantly travel up there and building the team. It's just a bit hard to find the right staff over there, especially in fabrication.
Right.
Fabrication's is very hard in Australia.
You mean the actual tradespeople?
The tradespeople,
with the skills?
Yeah, correct. Yeah. So it's limited. We are looking to robotics as well and have fabricators and robotics as well at the same time. So that's the future.
Is that something you have in Carrum Downs, the robots?
We do have one robot in Carrum Downs. It's not fully set up yet, but we're just experimenting at the moment. So trying to get my head around that. So again, no training.
Yeah.
Try and play with the robots and get my engineers involved and just learn it.
Yeah, yeah. Because they're welding and bending robots, right?
It's a welding robot, this one. And then we'll look at the laser cutting robots as well. So after that.
Yeah. And when you look back, Ali, in terms of, you know, the cost, if I can use that word, in terms of the personal cost, the family, what's your feel? What's your sense of looking back over the last 20 or so years?
It's been very hard. It's been very hard. Obviously, I won't say I've given up my youth, but I didn't have the opportunity to travel and see the world and enjoy, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend, and, you know, all the type of stuff. You know, I was a father of age of 21. I don't regret none of it because it's made me who I am today.
Sure.
Obviously, you know, my wife has sacrificed a lot in her youth as well. So we've given up a lot, but hoping that, you know, when we're in our 40s and 50s and 60s, that we get to, you know, step back a little bit, enjoy life and see the world as more matured adults. You know, our oldest daughter is 17, nearly 18. So I think that we got, like, when I look at my friends and all that, they're starting life now. So I've sort of bypassed all that. Would I regret it? No, I don't regret none of it, but it was hard. You know, people see, oh, you got nice things in life or whatever, but, you know, those days that we had to go to cash converters, pawn stuff, you know, like I couldn't even buy nappies for my oldest daughter at the time. So, you know, working at the markets, you know, buying and selling things from the auctions, you know, couldn't pay bills, have debt collections, you know, all that type of stuff. So it was hard.
Do you ever have the experience where friends and family now look at you and go, oh, gee, Ali, you're lucky?
Sometimes. I try to avoid it. You know, I don't want to see that side of people. I just, you know, just I keep to myself. And obviously, I'm there for my family no matter what, all my friends. If I buy something for myself, I don't show and tell. I just, you know, just try to be humble as much as I can. So,
And you having, you know, a pretty hard early career, have you changed the way you deal with your team in terms of work-life balance?
Yes. I try to give them more opportunities in life than what I received. Even like, you know, life coaching, trainings, we've done that in the past. People having, you know, kids and all that type of stuff, and then they take 2 weeks off, I'm not going to stop them, you know. Like, I want them to appreciate that type of things with their child. So I missed out. But if you ask my oldest daughter, she probably hopefully doesn't hate me for it. You know, I missed out a lot on her youth. I'm trying to be there for her now. But, it's a, you know, it's 50-50. You don't know which way to go, you know.
You can't replay it.
You can't replay it. No. And if I change it all, I wouldn't be the person I'm today.
So. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Hey, thanks for sharing. We got one more song, Michael Jackson, Ali. Why did you choose that one?
I back him on this song, so I really like this song. So it's What About Us?
Yeah, cool. So. Thanks so much for being here, Ali. I've been speaking with Ali Ad-Din, MD, Managing Director from Star Aluminium in Carrum Downs. The website's staraluminium.com.au. You can go and learn more about what they do, look at their off-the-shelf products and connect with them for any custom aluminium metal work, including artwork, which is interesting. And we've also had Stuart Hayes here. Thank you, Stuart, for being here.
You're welcome.
We're going to play your last song, Michael Jackson. Thank you. And thank you. This has been the Business Class Program. I'll see you again next Tuesday.